And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD devotional diamond of the day. I forgot. Yep, that's the title. I forgot. Plus, Russell Shubin, director of Christian Outlook, joins us to review the best of 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 Christian talk radio. Also, we're going to examine this one, and this is a little tougher, the enemy's goal against us. Ooh, that could be some tough stuff. And today's Facebook post, how to get it.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. And right now I'm feeling a little bit prevailing because I was sick the last 2 days. Now I'm feeling better, so I'm prevailing. Thank you. Prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Yep, we have our good old Russell Shubin on, so we can't really talk about not having politics on this hour. That's not going to work. But we'll get through it as quickly as we can. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is technically open for conversation. When I say any topic, by the way, I just want to let you know, next week we're going to be spending an entire show on dealing with the cults that come knocking on your door. Ooh, getting sneaky, aren't we? All right, folks, here's the key. It's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze of Ecola Termite and Pest Control, but you can call me the Termite Lady.
And I'm Tyson Freeze, Sue's son and manager at Ecola. Mom, I know how much you love providing true value for our customers' homes, and I'm proud to announce that we are now providing tap insulation.
Talk about value. You're right, Tyson. Now Ecola can offer pest control that basically pays for itself with 20 to 30% energy savings. Tap is a recycled paper product that kills pests while reducing energy bills, providing a warmer home in the winter and a cooler home in the summer. Ask about Tap Insulation by calling 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS.
Tap is an absolute no-brainer and a real value for anyone who wants to eliminate insects in their home while lowering utility bills.
That's why you should call Ecola Termite and Pest Control today, 877-332-BUGS, or online at termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
877-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
This is John MacArthur. Join me for today's Portraits of Grace. Have you ever started reading your Bible thinking everything was fine between you and the Lord, only to have the Word expose some secret sin? Well, that commonly happens because the Holy Spirit uses the Word to convict and purify you. How you respond to such conviction is a sign of the genuineness of your faith. Anger is a negative response to that process, a deep internal resentment accompanied by an attitude of rejection. Receiving the Word includes being quick to hear what it says and slow to anger when it disagrees with your opinions or confronts your sin. You need to learn to welcome the correction God supplies in your life through His Word. This is John MacArthur encouraging you to live as Portraits of Grace.
My
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
So much tension, so much pain. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You know, when you're sick for a couple of days, you know, I don't listen to my brother's music now anywhere else. I just listen to it because we do it on the show. I kind of missed it. It's kind of funny in its own little way. All right, couple things. I did mention, I think, briefly before that, did I mention the baby? Did I talk about that on Tuesday? Then I didn't really mention that, did I?
No.
Oh, well, by golly. By golly gee, let me tell you right now, I'm having another grandson.
We did talk about this a little bit.
We did talk about this, right?
Girl.
You guessed girl. You were wrong. You are wrong. I have now, so I have one granddaughter, okay, Addie Bug. And then I got one grandson, okay, Carter Bear. I mean, how cool is that? Addie Bug, Carter Bear. And then now we got another one. And I said to my daughter, I think you'll be naming him Jacob. And you know what she said to me? You're thinking wrong. That's what she told me. That's when you know you're losing it as a parent. I'm just telling you right now.
That was your way of suggesting Jacob as a name?
Yeah. Well, I've been praying, you know. It's really the name part. It does matter. I just don't get to choose. I'm 0 for 3, apparently. And I foresee that streak continuing for quite some time. This segment brought to you by our good friend, Steve Wheeler, who's going to be in the studio next hour from Whitefields Ministries. And I'm not going to, you know, steal any thunder for the next hour. I'm going to be very careful here. But let me tell you, when this guy goes on a trip and comes back, when he goes on a trip to spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then he comes back, he always has something awesome to share. So, I mean, it's just inevitably he's going to share something that's, you know, kingdom-oriented. And how, as Christians, can we not love to hear the great things that are happening in the kingdom of God? There's so much rubbish, absolute rubbish going on all over the place. It's so wonderful to hear about people making decisions to follow Jesus Christ, people giving up things that are hurting them so that they can fully follow and fully embrace the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And people like Steve and ministries like Whitefields Ministries helps move that needle in the right direction. That's it. We encourage you to go to whitefields.org to check out their website, check out the videos, check out the pictures, check out the testimonials, check out the projects they're doing, see what they're trying to accomplish by supporting rural pastors in tough areas. They stand by those people. They love on those people. They bless those people. And we want to do the same for Steve and for the ministry that they do. And I just have a lot of respect for him and for Coral. And she just has the courage of the universe in the sense of going with him. He's nutty, but she, that's love. Whitefields.org, their phone number, as I forgot to tell you, is 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. Okay, a couple other things to tell you. Pathway to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress. Don't forget, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. Focus on the Family Adventures and Odyssey weekend. So they got the stats back. I don't know if you saw the stats or not. Not impressive for San Diego, which is unusual because San Diego is usually at the top for Focus on the Family. Here's the deal. If you go to kprz.com and you type in the keyword adventure, or if you go on the site and you see the banner, you know, floating around, you have an opportunity to log in and have a free family getaway in Colorado Springs. Is that right? That should be accurate,
yes.
Right? That's accurate. So, yeah, I'm there every once in a while. So I encourage you to do that. Go to KPRZ. You don't want a trip. I've been there, by the way. It's fantastic. You know, and there's a really great Chinese restaurant in Colorado Springs. I can tell you right where it is. No, I'm serious. It's fantastic. Okay. Check it out. Go to KPRZ.com. And then finally, don't forget school tuitions. Those are extremely important, especially if you're trying to save money. We're in the process of working with about 15 different people and groups, and it's just a lot of stuff to bounce, and, you know, I'm a juggler. But keep going, and if you see a school on our site and you're like, yep, I want to do it, get it right away, because I have a feeling that they're going to go sooner and sooner and sooner. They're disappearing faster and faster is what I'm trying to say. Go to kprz.com, click on the tuitions tab. That'll tell you everything you got to do. Again, if you can't find the school you're looking for and you're really, really serious about it, you can reach me, davidspoon@kprz.com, and I will do my best to help you out. Let's take care of this little piece of business. And it's not a little piece of business. It's a personal thing between Tugboat Todd and I. E. Cola Termite and Pest Control is sponsoring this because it's powerful termite and pest control. As gentle as a butterfly, get that thing away from me. Okay. Got it. Do you like that? It's kind of like, it's just instantaneous. ecolatermite.com. People have no idea how much fun we actually have. 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. Here's the one thing that does seem to irk me from time to time. I'm not going to let it get me down or anything, but it does irk me a little bit, and that is the bad timing of certain things. So let's say somebody's listening to this radio show, just as an example, right? And you turn on the show at the exact moment where I say something, but you don't know what the context is, or you didn't hear what happened before, or and you might not be listening all the way to the end, and therefore you just find one little piece and you don't really get the gist of what's going on, and that one little piece doesn't come off very well. What bugs me is the timing of those things is so bizarre. Now, sometimes I think the Lord allows it to, bring humility, to teach people different things. And sometimes I just think it's bad timing. So that's what's bugging me. Bad timing. Not with God. Just in some of those goofy things. Like, for example, and then we'll go on from this. Like, for example, if you're driving down the road and the police get in front of you and they start doing the swervy thing where they slow everybody down, but you're the last car or the first car behind that slow down thing. And one time when it happened to me, I was going to move forward, and the police officer, in no unmanifested method, let me know that I was not going to do that. Just told me very clearly, you're not going past me. So, yeah. And see, timing is an issue. I mean, we'll get to the DDD later, but timing is an issue. We might do the DDD. Can I skip the sound? I'm just going to. Why it's an issue is because of this one thing. Did we have that Steve Martin clip? Did we get that? Oh, you know what? Play that. Play that. We'll go an extra minute. Go play that.
What do I say to the tax man when he comes to my door and says, "You have never paid taxes"? Two simple words in the English language. I forgot.
There you go. See, timing happens because we will inevitably think that everything that we encounter is beyond control, which in a sense it is, and that it's just unfortunate that people do things at certain times. But you know what's really amazing? The universe is ordered. There's a structure. There is a process. And while you think, this is just really bad time. I'm the person that got slowed down. One time somebody challenged me and said, what if you being late to that thing was God's way of helping you avoid getting killed on the road? We never think in those terms. Because why? Because we forget. Now watch. Listen to this scripture. Just give me an extra minute. It's all I need. Exodus 15, when Moses led Israel from the Red Sea and they went out in the wilderness of Shur, they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. When they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters because they were bitter. So the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" Okay. They just went through the Red Sea. Parted, right? You ever see the Ten Commandments? Oh, the waters on both sides, standing up walls. They walked, the Bible says, on dry land, not moist, dry land, which is even more amazing, right? 3 days later, they're kvetching because they don't have water. My point is, it only took them 3 days to forget the biggest miracle ever in their lives. And we forget that these little things that happen in life, God knows and has incorporated. Remember, all things work together for good, not some things. Oh, no, just the big things. Nope, doesn't say that. All things. How many is all?
Let's see. How many is all?
Oh, it's every. Wow. Well, how many is every?
It's all.
Wow. So God takes these things and works them into our lives in some capacity, and ultimately it ends up for good. So when we go through these goofy things, and we go through them, we need to step it back just a wee bit. Say, wait.
The Lord knows I'm going through this. He knows what I'm feeling. He knows I'm not happy about this. He knows it's irritating me. But I got to check myself and make sure that I act as and I function as much like Jesus Christ in this situation as I can. How mad would Jesus be? He'd be pretty forgiven in most of these situations. Did the police officer single me out? Nope. I think God singled me out and said, slow down. That's what I think's happened. Why don't I assume it for the right reasons instead of imputing it to the wrong? I'm really good at that. I wonder if you folks might be too. You're listening to the David Spoonie Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoonie Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Looking for a story of dedication and commitment to get you through the day? We have one from Alabama. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. A 70-year-old veteran from East Gadsden, Alabama, walks 6 miles just so he can visit his wife with dementia, who lives in a nursing home. James Wright says he walks the long distance to see his wife, whom he describes as the most beautiful woman in the world, because his truck broke down. He told WTVM, "I don't care if it's raining, snowing, or what. I'm going to see my wife, even if I have to crawl." Lieutenant Charles Plitt, an off-duty police officer from the Weaver Police Department, noticed Wright walking down a highway looking exhausted. Wright flagged Plitt down and told him he could not walk any further because he was recovering from a stroke. Plitt drove him the rest of the way. Plitt said, "After he got in, I thought back to how many times I tell people to be cautious about picking up strangers and about being very careful about picking up hitchhikers and such, usually preaching about not doing it at all. But for some reason, I knew this situation was different." The ride also gave him a chance to hear Wright's story. He served 22 years in the Army and sobbed when talking about his friends who didn't come back from the war. But his demeanor changed when they arrived at the nursing home, and he could not wait to see his wife again after being apart for a week. Plitt is trying to find a way to help fix Wright's truck or help him out with transportation so he can continue making trips to see his wife. As healthcare costs continue to rise, many Christians are feeling the pinch. If you've been forced to choose between high health insurance premiums and huge tax penalties, it's time you considered a truly affordable alternative, MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of White Fields Ministry. Since 1953, White Fields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to White Fields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Hearts in tune with God sing His praises.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Amy Peterson. Singing changes the brain. Some studies show that when we sing, our bodies release hormones that relieve anxiety and stress. Other research indicates that when a group of people sings together, their heartbeats actually synchronize with each other. The Apostle Paul's writing encourages the church to speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And the Bible repeats "sing praise" more than 50 times. In 2 Chronicles 20, we read a story of God's people demonstrating their trust in God by singing as they marched into battle. Enemies were heading toward the people of Judah. Alarmed, King Jehoshaphat called everyone together. He led the community in intense prayer. They didn't eat or drink, but only prayed, "We don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you." The next day they set out. They weren't led by their fiercest warriors, but by their choir. They believed God's promise that they would be delivered without having to fight at all. While they sang and walked toward the conflict, their enemies fought each other. By the time God's people reached the battlefield, the fighting had ended. God saved his people as they marched by faith toward the unknown, singing his praises. God encourages us to praise him for good reasons. Whether or not we are marching into battle, praising God has the power to change our thoughts, our hearts, and our lives. You can access the daily devotional wherever you go with the Our Daily Bread mobile app. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Chills. Oh, welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego. Sometimes our guests need the proper introduction. This guest, of course, is no different. The discerner of the politically diabolical and the righteous and divine. He wades through the weeds of talkers so we can evaluate and avoid those who pontificate and bloviate. It's our very own Russell Shubin. Russell Shubin, the director of Christian Outlook, which you can go to right now, ChristianOutlook.com, or listen here on KPRZ's Saturdays 11 p.m., Sundays 4 p.m., Sundays 11 p.m. Russell, how are you?
I'm doing great. Great to be with you again. Thank you for your wonderful introduction.
There you go. Always there to help one another. I did a great job talking last week, and we really, as a station and as an audience, we love to support you guys in what you're doing. What is going on this week, as though there was like any drama ever in Washington? Anyway, what do you got going on for us?
Yeah, actually, there's drama in Washington, and there's drama on the world stage, and there's drama in our chief ally across the Atlantic in the UK. Of course, they had elections this week, but right in the run-up to the election, they had another terror attack. That's what we focus on in this week's Outlook, and we will pick up with more coverage of the election, which saw Prime Minister Theresa May lose her majority in the House, in the Parliament, and we hear from Kevin McCullough in our program with Robert Spencer, who's the author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to ISIS, as well as a number of titles with a number of volumes with a similar title, including one on Islam, and talk about what's happening in the UK. And Dr. Mueller in his briefing program looks at how we're increasingly candid, and we see candor on the world's, in our nation and across the pond, a willingness to use the word Islamist. You know, we've talked about it with President Obama before, this reticence to tie anything that has the word Islam in it to these terror attacks we're seeing. And so that is diminishing. That story is all this is continuing to unfold. And we take a step back and look at the fallout from the president's removal of the U.S. from the Paris Climate Agreement. And so Don Crow talks to Joseph Blast, as well as Patrick Michaels of Cato Institute, about both the agreement itself and what we're seeing with climate and climate change today. We talked to Brittany Hughes of Media Research about the numbers from Planned Parenthood. They like to tell you that they're about much more than abortion. Brittany Hughes unpacks what the latest numbers reveal. Then we hear from Lori Wildenberg. She's the author of Messy Journey, How Grace and Truth Offer the Prodigal a Way Home. I'm sure there's many in your listening audience who have a child that has either walked away from Christ entirely or is not nearly as close as we would like for him or her to be. And Lori gives some helpful and constructive guidance and perspective on how we ought to approach that. And then we hear often and repeatedly that we ought to be prepared to deliver an answer for the faith. J. Roberts with J. Warner Wallace gives us some tools to help us to be better prepared. His latest is called Forensic Faith. A homicide detective makes the case for a reasonable faith, I think, is the last part there. So that's what we got.
Wow. All right. Now, there are a couple of them I really like. I want to focus a little bit. We're going to actually steer a little bit away from politics because I want to talk about the three things you just brought up at the very end. One, the Lori Wildenberg, the author of The Messy Journey. What a great tool now to have Christian parents recognize, hey, you might have a prodigal in your family. And yep. You need some tools. So in that discussion she's having, with Craig, right? That she is sharing what those tools are, and that book really communicates that. Is that the whole intent?
Exactly. And we tend to want to stare at God and say why, and she's encouraging us to answer with more of a what. What can I do to glorify God in these circumstances? What can I do to faithfully pray and intercede for my son or daughter? What can I do to honor him in this circumstance? And that's obviously that sort of thing is much easier said than done. But she's one who's walked the road herself, and so she speaks from experience.
You know, just that one point right there, Russell, just think about that. You know, instead of asking God why, you ask God, what can I do? That is applicable in 100 different areas of life. I mean, it's like that's just great thinking. I love that. See, that's why I want to encourage, because I know there's parents out there. You got your kids and you've written me and you've told me that they're at a great distance. That's why I'm bringing this up. That messy journey idea is the book is really important for some of you to get a hold of because it will help you in that struggle you're going through. All right. So other thing on the Planned Parenthood thing. I mean, if it's not that big a deal on the abortion element, couldn't you just say, well, we'll support every function you do except for abortions, and how much money do you still need? Wouldn't that just cut their money out by about 90%? I mean, isn't that the reality?
It is a reality, and they ought to have more truth in advertising because they don't. You know, they talk about screenings for breast cancer, et cetera, but they don't even have their facilities across the nation don't have a machine that even does mammograms. They're not set up in that capacity. And the point for listeners to recognize is their all of those prevention procedures are down while their abortion numbers are up. And so that's what Brittany is unpacking and highlighting is that they say they are not about abortion when their abortion numbers year to year have increased, and all the other procedures that they do have actually decreased.
Yeah, it's just fundamentally dishonest the way that they do almost everything they do. And you know, I remember when former President Obama said, you know, God bless Planned Parenthood. It's like, really, you want to bless the murdering of children. That's just fantastic. I mean, it's just that mindset is just so far off. All right, I have to ask you, I could ask you one of 15 different things, you know that, but I just have to get this from you. All right, so I was sick yesterday. I was in the office for most of the day and then went home probably about 12:30. But when I got home after I, you know, rested for a little bit, I did nothing but watch the response to the Comey response. And
yeah.
I just want to know what you thought about that drama. And if you could tell me who the president or who the person in charge of the FBI was in 1987?
No, I can't. I could tell you I would recognize the name, but I can't tell you. You got me.
Because they don't typically do 2.5 hour shows. Was that why? I guess. So tell me what you thought about the 2 hours and 45 minutes of reality television.
Well, the short of it is what we learned yesterday is that this is not going to go away anytime soon. If you're of a real short attention span and you were just hoping all this would end, what we learned yesterday is it's not going to end anytime soon. What we saw was former Commissioner Comey's testimony was accurate. We have a president who, if the most charitable way to see it is, he was pressuring in a way that was unbecoming for a president, but he was new to the office and getting acquainted. Stuff that you can do in business, you can't do as president of the United States. But in response, it looks very clear that the former FBI commissioner says, well, okay, I'm going to leak this to the press, and I'm going to try to get a special prosecutor appointed in order that what? I can go after you. And so the outline is very clear. We're going to have a conflict that's not going to be here. If we're still doing this in a couple of years, I bet you we're going to be talking about this still, because Mueller's investigation is not going to be over in 2 weeks or something, and there's enough there. Well, and then the last aspect of it is the pressuring of if we are upset or if anybody is upset about pressure that Trump put on the FBI under his leadership, we should be similarly upset about pressure put on the FBI under the leadership of President Obama, which is exactly what Comey testified to in the hearings. So there are a lot of layers of this onion that are going to continue to unfold or to come off. And we're going to keep learning more and more. I hope for good things for this administration and for the country. But if all that happens, it's going to happen with a lot of background noise. And this is going to be background noise or foreground noise, depending on how big it gets, for some time to come.
Yep, I think that's right. And I think that to sum it up, there's two things I would have to say. One, there's going to be another position of somebody has in the government that's going to become just as glorified as this position, just in order for there to be more press about it and just for them to continue stories in different directions. Some other position that has some kind of authority is going to get another glorification bump so they can add that to the list. I'm prophesying right now. I'm telling you right now. It's guaranteed to happen. And number two, the only thing I really object to is when Donald Trump said that he's asking for loyalty. Well, that's what I asked of my wife, and that's what she asks of me. What's the problem there? I don't understand. Loyalty, the actual word loyalty means to be in support and to strengthen. It's like, yeah, it's from a Latin word. It's like, it's amazing how people like construe things. It's just bizarre to me. But I had to get your take. I really do appreciate you giving me your insight on that. To me, it's theater, but it's not great theater. It's just theater. If you understand.
Well, it's high stakes, because even if the administration itself is not at risk, what is its ability to be productive and effective in office. So that is a lot of the legislative things that you and me and many in the listening audience, things that we'd like to see done, like to see a strengthening of the military, increased military budget, layer after layer of things that would be good for the nation. Those things are all put at risk when this sucks up all the oxygen in the room.
Yeah. No, and therein lies the problem. They're trying to stall everything in the mud. Everybody can pretty much see that. All right. Excellent job again. See, I kept you on even a little longer. So you're just getting so good at this. I just keep you on longer and longer and longer. Here's what you got, folks. Saturday, 11 p.m. Sunday's 4 p.m. Sunday's 11 p.m. You can listen to this show. And my strongest encouragement is especially for you parents who have a wayward child, Get to that segment with Lori on her book, Messy Journey, where she's talking with Craig Roberts. I think that's really worthwhile. Go to ChristianOutlook.com And you can listen to it right away. Thank you, sir, for taking the time.
Well, it's great to be with you. I hope you have a great weekend and all your listeners as well.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We're going to take a very short break, and then we're going to come back. Don't go anywhere. You're not going to want to miss this.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
As we look out on the world scene, we see little to stimulate hope for the future. We see a world tied up with tensions, paralyzed by prejudices, and shaken by fear.
Billy Graham.
If our trust today is only in what we can see with our eyes and read in our newspapers, there would be every reason to be discouraged. But I have good news for the discouraged. I have a secret to whisper in the ears of the distressed and depressed people of these times. Jesus Christ said, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you."
Yes, God promises hope if you choose to follow Jesus Christ. There's hope for peace and joy in this life, and hope for a perfect life with God in heaven.
There is hope because Christ has come. He has been crucified and raised from the dead and is a living Savior today.
And today can be the day you find that hope by surrendering to Jesus. Learn how to do that at this website, findpeacewithgod.net, from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You want to reach us, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That's a great way to do it. Do we have a sound for this first, this third clip? Did we get one on the enemy? We do. Okay, we're going to play that clip, and then we're going to go right into it. What do you got for me?
It's a trap. It's a trap.
I like it. It's a trap. It's a trap. Very good. Listen to this. See, you do that really well. I like that. It's a great gift you have on that right there. Luke 22, 32 through 34. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith will not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. Lord, said Peter, I'm ready to go with you even to prison and to death. But Jesus replied, I tell you, Peter, the rooster will not crow today until you've denied me three times that you know me. All right, there's a couple things to catch that I don't know if I caught before, so I'm kind of hoping that I communicate this well. But the key is this is not about simply Peter denying Jesus, because that is, I've taught that specifically, but there's more to it, and it didn't dawn on me until I kind of, I guess I dove into it a little deeper, I suppose. It's not just about the denial, but it's about Peter not abandoning. Because listen to what Jesus, now listen to what I'm saying. It's not just the denial. Peter denied Jesus. I'm not saying anything about that. But it's not just about the denial itself. It's about Peter abandoning the faith. Look at what Jesus said. I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith will not fail. I am not convinced yet, and I've been doing some research on this, that his faith failing is the same thing as doing something that's denying Christ. In other words, denying Christ is just absolutely one of the worst things. It's not the worst thing, because blasphemy of the Holy Spirit's worse. But Jesus said this. He said, I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail, and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. So there's three things you got to pick up on this. When Jesus said, I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail, let me ask you a question. Has Jesus ever prayed a prayer that did not get answered? No. It's never happened, okay? The ones that are still to come are still coming, but he's never prayed a prayer. So when Jesus said, I prayed for your faith not to fail, he's talking about abandoning the faith. He's not talking about denial. He's telling them, no, you're going to deny me. That is going to happen. But I'm praying for you that you don't walk away altogether. And that's what it is that Peter doesn't do. In fact, in his remorse, he finds even a better devotion and place in the Lord. And this is another example to me of how God uses every event, every element in our lives to draw us in that much closer. Peter denies it, and then when he denies Jesus and then the rooster crows, he goes away, and the Bible says he wept bitterly. He was bitterly sorry that he had let the Lord down. But he wasn't going to abandon the faith, and that's exactly what Jesus prayed for, that his faith would not fail, that he would not abandon it altogether. And then what Peter, then Jesus says, you're gonna get hurt here, but you're not going to completely walk away. And then Jesus says this. He says, when you have turned back. So Jesus is telling him everything that's going to happen. Okay, I'm telling you ahead of time. Okay, you're going to kind of blow it here. I'm going to keep you going, though. You're going to sustain because I'm praying for you. And when you turn back, when you get it together, and when you recognize, no, I'm deeply here, deeply forever. I'm right here, Lord. And then here's the command from Jesus. Strengthen everybody else. He doesn't say, pat yourself on the back. You got back. He doesn't say, wear a medal. He says, you know what? Take that pain, the thing that you're recovering from, and use that to be a blessing to other people because you know how much it hurts when you have a disconnect with me, and I want you to stay in there and bless them and strengthen your brothers. Strengthen your family. Strengthen your spiritual family. When you go through a horrible thing and you do something wrong, and don't tell me you haven't because, yes, you have. And the Lord restores you and brings you back because you know what? He does, and he will. Then you use that restoration time to strengthen the people around you and to bless the people around you and to lift up the people around you because they, too, are going through a hard time. When I had my sorted out with the Lord time, which I wrote the book about being hurt by the church, I had to work it out. I had to get back in the right place. I didn't abandon the faith, but I was wounded, and I felt I wounded people, and I was wounded. But when I came back, I spent the rest of my time, as best as I understand, to try and encourage people all around me. And I didn't do that because of this passage. I just saw it in this passage. Like, wow, that's really cool. No, that's not to the level these guys did. But come on. When you come back, when you've come back, you use that pain, that trouble, that hard time you went through to help others and strengthen them because you've been to the brink and you've come back. And people need help all the time. So for those of you out there that have been hurt and you've come back, it's not just so you can feel better. It's so you can help others, right? That's the love your neighbor part, right? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Fear. I couldn't help but hear the words over and over again. They're coming. We've nothing to stop them.
This is Focus on the Family Minute, and Jill Briscoe remembers a moment from her childhood during World War II.
I think how that worked in my life, perhaps because of my personality, I'm very timid. I don't have courage until I realized what is courage. Courage is being obedient when you don't feel like it. Courage is doing the right things frightened out of your mind. Courage is going into a place that is a very difficult and dangerous place because that's where you should go. And I found that the power that I need isn't a feeling. It's a decision. Courage is a decision.
More from Jill and Stuart Briscoe today at FamilyMinute.org.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Praise friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K-Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
This is John MacArthur. Join me for today's Portraits of Grace. Have you ever started reading your Bible thinking everything was fine between you and the Lord, only to have the Word expose some secret sin? Well, that commonly happens because the Holy Spirit uses the Word to convict and purify you. How you respond to such conviction is a sign of the genuineness of your faith. Anger is a negative response to that process, a deep internal resentment accompanied by an attitude of rejection. Receiving the Word includes being quick to hear what it says and slow to anger when it disagrees with your opinions or confronts your sin. You need to learn to welcome the correction God supplies in your life through His Word. This is John MacArthur encouraging you to live as Portraits of Grace.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You know, I wasn't going to do it, but I think I will do it. You know, I do want to talk about Sam because, he hasn't been in this week. I think he'll be in next week. And I think when Steve gets here, we'll have a chance to talk a little bit about Sam. But I do want you to know, people will, you talk about him a lot. Yeah, because he sponsors the show. He does a great job for the Christian community as well as the community at large, San Diego at large. And he knows his stuff. That guy is very, it's like the way that Marty is in finances is what like Sam is in real estate. It's just that, they get this knowledge or this insight and they communicate that and they use that knowledge as a gift to help other people. It's like, that's cool. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. And so I'm just going to encourage you. I'm not going to give you the old, Todd and I are going to give you the send off there. But I'm just going to encourage you. If you got anything going on in the realm of real estate and you just want to get a handle on it, then get in touch with Sam. He is the guy. Sam is the man that you want to touch base with because he'll talk to you for free, give you all the time you need because he's that type of person. So you go to thinksam.com and you can just send him a email. Hey, I heard you on Spoon and, I just want to ask you a couple questions. You can call him 858-780-1-SAM. It's 858-780-1-SAM. I mean, it's pretty easy to remember 1-SAM. Come on. But the idea is if you need to talk to somebody, talk to Sam. He's your guy. And you don't have to sign anything or do anything. He'll just talk to you. So you might just have a question or two and you're thinking about things. Just set it up. And if you got a friend, then we lovingly and in perfect harmony and always in unison say,
send to Sam.
There we go. Am. Get it? We always do it in unity. Okay. Let's get our Facebook. Do we have Facebook post music? We do. Let's have our Facebook post music, please.
Number one. Number two.
About the same. Number one might be a tiny bit better.
I remember I had heard that somewhere. Number one. Number two. Number two. Number three. Number three. Number one. It's so funny. Anyhow, this is entitled How to Get It. Hebrews 11:3, by faith, watch this. Here's something you're going to see. It's a revelation right now in the Word. By faith, we understand the universe was created by the Word of God so that what is seen has been made from things that are not visible. By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the Word of God so that what is seen has been made from things that are not visible. Now, here's what I want you to get. Maybe you got it, and congratulations. I do think that's good. But listen to this. By faith, we understand. There's a lot of cherry picking going on when people talk about Christians and how we approach things or how we believe in things. And what they'll say is, well, everything you do is, it's just by blind faith. And while there are some items that I think God does require us to step out of the boat and really to step out upon the water, there's another element in our faith that's important, and that is faith in the Lord. Faith that we operate with leads us to understand. Now, understanding has to do with comprehension. It has to do with grasping. It has to do with seeing. It has to do with analyzing and inputting, taking that analyzation and giving an input to it. Faith opens the door for divine understanding. Does that mean you're going to get everything? No. But you understand core principles in the faith through faith. Faith brings us to an understanding. See, there's this notion that faith is just blind and never does anything. That's not true. When you understand the Lord, when you understand Scripture, when you understand how He operates, when you understand how He deals with people, how He's merciful, how He's gracious, you understand that principle. You want to import that principle into your life. You want to have a Christ-likeness, a God-likeness, where you are walking in the characteristics of God, and you get to understand that through faith. You can only see it when you believe it, but when you believe it, you actually get to see it, and that gives you an understanding in it. There's no way for you to explain to somebody that if you pray, God can and often answers prayers, most specifically if they have to do with character or anything along those lines. But you get it. You say, Lord, I need to make some changes in my life. You know He heard you. You know He's working. You know what's going on. Nobody else could see it. Nobody else can understand. There's not a person of faith. But people of faith have an understanding in the Lord. And that faith that we use opens the mind and the heart to that understanding. You believe that God created the universe by His word. I believe that very thing. Scripture makes that clear. It's in our faith that we grasp that in some unbelievable capacity or some capacity beyond the human mind, God spoke and the universe came about. But that's what we believe. And we touch to it through our faith. We hold it with our faith. We grab onto it with our faith. My point is this. When you are looking at something and you just look in the natural, you just look in the norm, you just look in the sight view, when you walk that way, you don't really have a better, deeper understanding of those things. But when you walk in those things in faith, you actually understand that there's purpose and reason and principles behind what's taking place. You enhance your own engagements because you operate by faith. It's by faith we find understanding. It's what opens the door for us to get it. That's how you get it, by using faith. Then you get it. And then it comes back to the, I know it because I know it because it's in my knower and I know it. Get it? Got it? Keep it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.